Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the left fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second, the right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third, the third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maynish. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Trosky moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Hughes scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Manish picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manish. Hale moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Jack Wilson now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hale reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Hale steals third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Werber moves to second. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner now playing second base. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hildebrand bunts between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hildebrand for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Cook takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Maynisch hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gleason moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into McNair, who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gleason scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hildebrand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Hildebrand moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Hildebrand moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Kroner reaches second base with a double. Mel Almada pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Kroner moves to third. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kroner scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.